This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The unreliable narrator. It's a really good device when you're reading fiction, everything from Dostoevsky, Notes from the Underground, to Camus' The Stranger, L'Étranger, or Eudora Welty's Yellow Wallpaper. When you're reading a first-hand report of somebody that's insane, or could be insane, you don't know what's real. One of the brilliance of Nabokov's Lolita is that its main character is totally crazy. So what do we have? Why is this relevant to Oculus? Well, we've got the first haunted mirror house movie, kind of like the ride at Disneyland, the haunted house. You know how you look in the mirror and you can see a ghost sitting in there ride with you? That's kind of like what's going on with Oculus, except it's not neon green. The brilliance of the movie, however, is in the editing. Editing is, of course, the difference between a good film and a great film and a really bad film. But it just the way that the film jumps back, it's kind of like a Memento horror film. There's two kids that one of them killed the boy killed his father when they were kids because he thought he saw his father about to kill his sister. And he's since spent the last 10 years locked up in a mental ward where they told him that he was schizophrenic and he saw things, and now that he's healthy, his sister gets out, his sister immediately takes him to go into the house where he killed his dad in front of the mirror, and is like, we gotta kill that ghost in the mirror, and he's like, what? And it turns, so the actual premise, which is great, is that this mirror, when you're within its sphere of influence, which is something that sounds like Dick Cheney should be involved, it's about 30 feet. Plants start dying, dogs disappear, and you can't trust your mind. So ultimately, people end up killing themselves or killing people around them because of hallucinations. So she has these things in place to kind of prevent her from doing that. They have cameras lined up on themselves, and she has alarms going off every hour, and her fiancé is going to call her every hour, and so that they don't die of dehydration or starvation, which is what happened to previous mirror owners. And it's cool the way they have things going back and forth. They're visual tricks, and you see them putting the two cameras against each other, and then they watch the tape back. Of course, they never know what's real, what's not real. And so the film has you at its mercy, and it's a really fun ride. And going back between the kids and present day really makes it worthwhile. So it's a fresh movie.